Hello, Audible. Today is the 6th of November 2013, and I'm just trying to be brief about this, but after a fairly stressful week so far, which I don't want to get into, some of you may have heard the audiobooks I've done. Some of you might not yet. I have recorded four audiobooks about it, actually, or rather, I haven't spoken. I've just let the music speak for itself. The local cinemas here have were streaming a concert by Keane, and 2 weeks ago, I treated my friend to a ticket, and I obviously got myself one. Now, how did I get to like Keane? Long story. They were somewhat famous in Germany, and you know, they had their major hits out there, I suppose. Otherwise, they wouldn't be playing in Berlin. And I quite liked the songs I heard. It was mainly, you know, Somewhere Only We Know, and Everybody's Changing, Bend and Break. I actually didn't know Bedshaped until recently, and now I love it. But all these songs, and then later on, obviously there was Crystal Ball and other stuff. Although not much other stuff that I recognise. And I've always liked that kind of piano-y feel to it. It's kind of like an alternative rock band I actually like, because they use guitars quite sparingly, and their lyrics can be heavy, but more like, not dark, just a bit, you know, just, someone described it like heart on sleeve, just very, 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 very emotional, very deep lyrics, and I like that. But I hadn't heard anything for a long time until recently, funnily enough, my friend Nama did a feature on them on the radio, internet radio, and I listened to that. And then 2 weeks ago, my friend and I were looking through the cinema homepage to check what films were on. And we were about to give up because there just wasn't any good film on, when she suddenly saw this concert being streamed from Berlin today. And I said, right then, I'll treat you to a ticket. So we got the tickets there and then, and we thought we'd already be out of tickets. But actually, it turned out that not only did we have tickets, the cinema was shockingly empty today, actually, and I don't know why, because they're so good. Keane is so good. Maybe they just, I don't know. But they missed out anyway, so there. So we were counting down the days until today, and then we went out, went to Costa first for a coffee to wake up. Then we went to Wetherspoons, where we shared a chili and couldn't even finish that. For several reasons. And then we went to the cinema, and we got our tickets, and we got I got some popcorn and some water. And well, funnily enough, my popcorns were already empty by the time the concert probably started, which really isn't a good thing. I was trying to stay strict, but sadly I'm still capable of being greedy. But thankfully, they were salty popcorn, so there's not a lot to it, but I wouldn't do it all the time. And I didn't feel too bad, actually, thank goodness. Anyway, enough of that. The concert was amazing. I mean, you can hear the audio, so I'm not going to go close. I'm not going to go into details, but a few highlights. Well, first of all, I want to say that the lead singer's voice, live, is almost better than recorded, and you don't hear that often about a band that they are live better than, you know, in the studio. But he has more depth and more passion and more strength to his voice life than I think than he has on the albums. Of course, they played the typical songs that they, you know, the well known ones such as, you know, Somewhere Only We Know, and they actually started with Bend and Break, which sadly I didn't audio view, but the rest I did pretty much. They started with Bend and Break, and they played, you know, Bend and Break. The last time they played Bed Shaped, which was the first thing somebody mentioned on Twitter when I posted how amazing the concert was. Yes, they played Bed Shaped and it was amazing. They played, like I said, Somewhere Only We Know, Everybody's Changing. They also played Crystal Ball and, oh God, what's that song called? I think it's called Atlantic or Atlantis, which is Under the Iron Sea album. They played the Hamburg song. A long time ago I heard an interview about why they called it that. It's got absolutely nothing to do with Hamburg, but it's a beautiful song about friendship, and about laying yourself down, sort of like, you know, making a sacrifice for friends, and I love that song, absolutely adore it. So they played that, and then they played a few other ones like Sovereign Light Cafe, and then they played something called I think it's called Bad Dream, and they made a blooper at Bad Dream. They had to start it over because they suddenly started singing the chorus of it first instead of the verse, which shows it was live. Anyway, and then they played a song called Try Again, and it sent tingles down my spine. I can't remember how it goes now, but his voice in that song was so passionate, and so, it was just amazing. It was just amazing. And they played two of their new songs. One of them, something about I Won't Be Broken, something about My Arms Are Open, I Won't Be Broken. And that is completely, love that, the lyrics and the song. You know, they are like, yes, the lyrics can be a bit heavy, but they never that negative. They always have some positive things. And, you know, it's funny, this whole, going back to the Bad Dream song, one part of the song, of the chorus says, I was fighting, but I feel so tired. I feel too tired to be fighting. Guess I'm not the fighting kind. And I thought, well, how do you know? Because sometimes I do feel that way. And with a few things. Not lately, but I certainly can relate. You just can with them. You can relate to some of them. I mean, only recently we talked about the song Everybody's Changing and how friends can kind of suddenly change and leave you behind because it's just they're on a new journey and you just kind of don't fit in anymore, or they don't fit in with you anymore because you're changing. Or it's just some of the lyrics are weird. Like, okay, what does bed shape mean? How can you be bed shape? But it means something to them, and maybe it means something to somebody else. So, you know, it's amazing. You don't get many commercial, well, you do, mainly in rock, but you don't get, like in the normal pop genre, you have very shallow lyrics all about love, dancing, parties, love, or I've said that, looking good. Something like that, heartbreak, but you don't really get the deep, meaningful lyrics, which you get with Keen. So, yeah, loved it. Like I said, they stopped almost halfway and acted like they were going to go, and then of course there was shouts of one more. So they played a bit more stuff and more, and it was brilliant. It was just brilliant. Before the concert, there was a little interview with them, which again, sadly, I did not manage to audio. And he was saying, actually, the bass player wasn't with them because his wife was expecting a baby and he wanted to be safe and, you know, just in case, he wanted to stay home with her, which is a lovely thing to do. I don't think many artists would do that, you know. They would just kind of go fame over family, but he stayed at home, which is lovely. And they were just talking about how happy they were that it's like 10 years now that, since they started the first album. And I'm just hoping that it doesn't mean that they're going to stop. I'm hoping that they're going to keep going, that they won't say, right, we've reached the height of our career, we've just done a best of. There we go. But I certainly want to get the best of album, because not only are there great, you know, old stuff like their best of, but they've got a lot of obscure, newer stuff on there, which I really want to hear. As well as a live DVD, I hope the iTunes album can kind of come with that. Anyway, I think I've rambled enough, but me and my friend both very much enjoyed it. I hope the audio booths are in a good quality. I did had a bit of an issue with my speech, with voiceover in one of them, so please bear with me there when you hear a lot of tapping and scans of Karen talking, but I try to keep that to a minimum. But it's been great. Yeah, I literally, apart from I think 2 or 3 songs, I managed to get it all into audiobooks, which was somewhat naughty. But everybody else took a picture of the screen, of the movie screen, cinema screen, where Keane was playing, and my friend tried to do one for me, but she just couldn't seem to do it. So I thought, okay, well, I won't get a picture, sadly, but I'll just do the next best thing for my visually impaired friends and do lots of audio boos. So this audio boo and all the others I dedicate to Nama especially. I hope you hear them all, because I know that you like Keane, and like I said, if you had been in England, I would have taken you as well. I would have bought you a ticket as well. And we would have all three done it together. One day, hopefully, we can. And I hope you all enjoy the audio booths. I've already got some nice, lovely comments about them. Take time to listen to them. I'm aware that when Tom Chaplin, the lead singer, is talking, it's not that easy to understand. But I think the music is gonna come across all right on the iPhone microphone. And I've tried not to fiddle around so much that you can sort of hear the music without me fiddling. Sorry if I didn't achieve that, but I did my best. Okay. I think I've really stopped. I think I've rambled enough now. And I will, hope I'll talk to you soon, and I hope you can catch up with the audio booths and see for yourself what I've experienced. I'm sorry it's not as great quality as in a cinema, but I tried my best. And feel free to comment. You know, send me an audio DM. Send me a tweet if you follow me on Twitter. Whatever. Feel free. And I'm going to get ready for bed now. So I'll talk to you all soon.